Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Some of the happiest people I know are those whom I least expected to be happy, namely, recovering alcohol and drug addicts. They are some of the happiest people I know. While I was pastor of St. Raphael in Springdale, members of AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, would ask to speak at Mass and invite others to attend their meetings. And I couldn't help but notice this irrepressible smile on their faces. They were genuinely, deeply, and unconditionally happy. You could tell this was not an act that they were putting on. And the source of their unbridled joy was twofold. On the one hand, they humbly admitted they were addicted to drugs and alcohol. On the other hand, they had turned to God to free them from that slavery. And guess what? He did. These men were truly free, no longer slaves to addiction. And that's why they were so stinking happy. Around the same time, I read a tremendous little book by Dr. Gerald May, a psychiatrist, called Addiction and Grace. In it, he wrote that we are all addicts, all of us. He said, "The same processes that are responsible for addiction to alcohol and drugs are also responsible for addictions to ideas, to work, to relationships, to power, to moods, to fantasies, and an endless variety of other things. We are all addicts in every sense of the word," he said. As a psychiatrist, May wanted to heal people and help them out of their addictions, but he met with little success. And then one day, he met a faith healer, quite by accident. This lady held his hands and said to him bluntly, "I wouldn't take my dog to you because you think you are the one that has to do the healing. I wouldn't take my dog to you because you think you are the one who has to do the healing." In other words, like the men in AA, May realize that only God, can free us and heal us of our addictions. Only then will you be stinking happy. In the first reading today, St. Paul tells the Galatians the secret of being so happy. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 could be considered the very core of Christianity because it says, "For freedom, Christ has set us free. To stand firm and So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. St. Paul, like those humble and happy recovering alcoholics, knew that we are all addicted to something. Indeed, sin and addiction are almost interchangeable terms. Both obstruct God's love in our lives because we turn to something else besides God and become enslaved to that thing. But we can also be freed of our slavery by Jesus. Only when you acknowledge both these two sides of spirituality, addiction and grace, will you be truly free and hopelessly happy. My friends, do you want to be happy? I mean, do you want to be really happy, stinking happy? Well, let me suggest that you not look outside for that happiness in material things, public praise, awards and achievements, but rather look inside, into your heart. There you will see the two things that Gerald May saw. One, we are all addicted to many things. Fine food, fantasy football, Facebook. And secondly, only God can free us from these addictions. We have to open our hearts to His grace and be healed. St. Paul said, "For freedom, Christ has set us free." Because only then will we be truly happy. You see, only when we are no longer slaves, but free men and women, will we be able to walk around like those men from AA with an irrepressible smile on our face and be stinking happy. Praised be Jesus Christ.